It's the next year on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. We are here at the Challenge X event at the Detroit Marriott Renaissance Center. We're riding along with the first place team. This is Mississippi State, and I'm joined today by Christopher Witt. He's co-team leader from Mississippi State. Christopher, first of all, congratulations on a win.
Thank you.
A well-deserved win.
We've worked very hard, and we're just glad to see the payoff and the reward for all our hard work.
Why don't you first of all tell us what we're driving and what your team has accomplished with this vehicle?
This is a 2005 Chevy Equinox. It is a through-the-road parallel. It's powered by a 1.9-liter GM turbo diesel, as well as a 6-speed manual.
How have you modified it to lower the emissions?
To lower the emissions is a pretty big task. Since we've implemented a diesel engine, we have a lot of issues with particulate matter and NOx. For particulate matter, we've implemented a diesel particulate filter. It's basically allows us to catch a lot of the black soot that you would normally see out of a diesel. Mm-hmm. For NOx reduction, we've implemented a urea SCR system, and that system actually uses a solution called urea and injects it into the tailpipe, and it works over a selective catalytic catalyst to reduce NOx emissions in the vehicle.
How scalable is the technology that you guys have developed in this vehicle to come to marketplace on a mass consumer basis?
The idea of the vehicle is scalable, I believe. It basically involves downsizing the engine from what would normally be in a production vehicle and using an electric motor to supplement vehicle performance to give that consumer the acceleration that they would normally expect in a vehicle, as well as, you know, being able to add additional power back to a normal level. It also gives us the ability to recapture regenerative braking.
So this is diesel. Does it have biodiesel capability to it as well?
Yes, it actually runs on B20 biodiesel right now, which is a 20% blend of soy-based diesel, along with the other 80% being conventional diesel fuel. B20 is a selected competition fuel. There's actually four different fuels involved in the competition. The B20 that we run, E85 ethanol, reformulated gasoline, and gaseous hydrogen. And we selected the B20 due to the architecture that we chose, as well as regional things and our university's experience with biodiesel. The vehicle could run on higher blends of biodiesel. B20 was just the level that was selected by the competition organizers as a good national average, and also most engine manufacturers will warranty their engines to 20% blends of biodiesel.
This is a three-year competition for your school, as well as all the participating universities. Talk to me about the last 3 years and what it's been like and how your team has done over the past 3 years.
The first year was mainly involved with architecture design and component selection. So it was all done in math, computer-based models. Our vehicle looked at some computer-based CAD work to try to figure out what kind of room we had to package components to get an idea of the size and scale that we could do. We finished kind of middle of the pack the first year. Last year, the second year of the competition, was the goal was to develop a mule vehicle, test vehicle, actually take those components, implement the vehicle. It may not be perfect, but get them in, get them running, give yourself something to work with. We ended up finishing third last year, and this year was more focused on vehicle refinement, and we were able to clean up some things that we done last year, go a little further in other areas, different areas in the car, and luckily we've ended up in first. So.
And now it's been extended to a fourth year. What do you think the next year's going to have in store for your team and the Challenge X?
The fourth year should be more fun. It's less of a competition between the schools. It's more of a get the vehicles out in public and consumer acceptability. I believe they were supposed to do some events similar to car evaluations by outside things, the car and driver, different type automotive magazines.